In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Betches Media presents Betches Moms, with hosts Aileen Drexler and Brittany Levine. Get ready to lock yourself in the bathroom or wherever else you hide from your kids, because you'll literally never be alone again.
Hi, and welcome to Betches Moms podcast. I'm Brittany.
And I'm Aileen.
And today we are just going to have a fun conversation about where we are in our lives.
Shoot the shit. Also, you came in strong with that high.
Okay, so true story. This is my first time introing, and Aileen and I were practicing, and I was really nervous to do it. So I hope you
Did a great job. I'm so happy to have trained you. You did an amazing job. You came in strong. People woke up. It was
excellent. For it.
It was excellent. Hopefully no one's kids were awakened, whatever, by your strong entry into this podcast. But what's going on with you, Britt Rich Levine?
So, I'm Britt Rich Levine. I'm 29 weeks. So going strong with my third trimester. I actually, what's interesting is I noticed that the baby hasn't been giving me these like strong kicks anymore. And it feels more like these slow movements where I actually like see my belly moving. And I got concerned a little bit because even though this is my second time being pregnant, you sort of forget what's supposed to happen. So last night I'm frantically looking at the What to Expect app. And it's like, what to expect when you're 29 weeks. And that's what starts to happen. The baby loses room and gets too big for its space. And the movements become slower, more intentional. You feel more like, you know, you're being elbowed from the inside. It doesn't really feel great, but I felt better knowing that. I was like, okay, this is on track. This is good.
When you say intentional, like the kid is doing it because they want your attention, or they like they're reacting to you eating something, or like your voice or telling you to shut up. Like, what is it?
Well, actually I was saying hi to the baby last night. I'm like, I need you to move. Hi, baby. Hi, baby. Uh-huh. And he did intentionally hit me. So, but I mean, I think at any stage, I think they start hearing pretty soon. You're at 20 weeks now, right?
Yeah.
So baby definitely hears you now.
I think she hears my voice, but everything outside is very, very muffled. I read on the same app. Yeah. So her information is synced. Hopefully this app is correct.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's, and I think I talked about in the last episode we did, but when I went, I did a sonogram with my mom or something, and we noticed she kicked when I was talking, and we saw it happen on the screen, which was literally the most insane moment of my whole life.
That's a cool moment for sure.
It's a cool mom moment for sure. So you're feeling a little better now that you have some answers?
Yeah. Now I feel great. And I'm at the stage where I have to start counting kicks. So I need to feel at least, or this is what I was, my doctor didn't tell me this. This is just what I was reading on the app. So it probably is like a little soon, but, and he's, the baby honestly moves so much, but apparently I have to feel 10 movements. It could be kicks, like movements, whatever it is, but 10 within 2 hours.
Why?
I don't know. Make sure the baby's healthy.
Wait, that's hilarious. I don't know. Just doing it.
I don't know.
That's what the app says.
The app told me to do it, so I'm doing it.
All right. Like, I would say try to Google that, but that's probably going to give you just as credible information as this app. Yeah. Crazy. I'm 20 weeks now, so I have my like big, whatever they call it. They used to call it anatomy. I don't think they call that anymore. Scan. Literally tomorrow. I am so excited slash so nervous.
That's a big one.
It's a big one, but I'm also just nervous because it's like halfway, which I couldn't, I can't even imagine we're here today. And it's like kind of, my superstitious self feels bad to plan anything. I don't want to plan one thing.
Right.
But at the same time, is it silly for me to not plan things? I go back and forth. Like I was saying, like to you, we had a call earlier. I was like, oh, and now I can like think about, like I could talk about on for this show. I was like,
yeah.
Oh, we could talk about, you know, how I'm starting to plan. No, I'm not going to talk about planning anything. So it's just constantly this back and forth of just like superstition versus non, but I keep telling myself I need to calm down. There's nothing I can do.
It's all in your own head. And look, I'm very superstitious as well. I ordered a couple of things just because it was like, oh, it's back ordered. And I'm like, well, that's giving me anxiety. I ordered things. Like I ordered something with the baby's name and I'm 7 months. Like I'm not that far. And I'm very much like, nobody knows the name of the baby except for my husband and I. And like, I won't even tell Oliver because I don't want him to accidentally repeat it. And I felt very weird. And actually I got one of the things in the mail and I couldn't even look at it.
Put it in the garage.
I put it away.
I literally, when you said that, my whole jaw just dropped.
I know.
I was like, that's a bold move.
I know. It was very, and I know a lot of people are comfortable with announcing the baby's name and buying things with the baby's name, which is totally fine. I'm a superstitious person.
No, I think when I say like my jaw dropped, I'm making fun of myself because this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
It is like not, you know, it's not based in fact. It's like complete, just, you know, witches content. Like it's not real superstition, but how strongly we feel about it is real. Like our feelings about it are real. And that part is ridiculous.
Yes.
So anybody who does plan, you're probably okay. You're probably the one who's on the right side.
Yeah. No, we're driving ourselves a little crazy.
We're a little nuts. So, but if you're on the nuts, like train, like us, well, welcome aboard.
Come on.
Choo-choo.
We're here.
But yeah, no, I'm excited about this appointment mostly because I got so excited to sort of see her in there. And I'm more excited than I am nervous. But I shared that on my Instagram and people were like sending you lots of like luck and luck. And that made me feel really good.
Yeah. And it's nice because you're basically in there for a full hour. Sometimes longer because they have to measure everything. So it depends how the baby cooperates and where the position she's in. So you really get to look at her for a really long time.
The part that makes me so sad, like in COVID, and I'm sure you agree, is that like our husbands can't join us. And I feel so bad because A, they already don't get it, you know, like for you, maybe Noah gets it because this is your second and he like can sort of, he knows what it's like to have a kid.
Different. Yeah.
But like Rusty doesn't really feel connected to it at all. No fault of his. Like A, he's never been inside to see a sonogram, and B, like he doesn't feel a kid. It's not real. Like I just have like a bigger stomach and that's really it. So that's the part that kind of like bums me out and I feel bad. And I also can't believe we did this sort of on our own too. Like that part's wild.
Yeah.
To me.
Totally.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
You're John Chespagon.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
What is new going on with Oliver?
So we had a long weekend this weekend. Oliver was off. We were off Friday through Monday. So we transitioned him to his big boy bed on Friday. He's not in a crib anymore.
Big boy bed is the cutest phrase. What does that mean for people who have no idea what that means?
So he's not even in a transitional crib. Like, we didn't take the sides off the crib. We put a full bed in his room because this baby will be getting the crib and his baby furniture. I didn't want to buy a second crib.
Yeah.
And also I made sure to go by his cues. He's totally ready. I felt he was mature enough. He has older cousins and he always asks about their beds.
What are his cues beside that?
I don't even know. I just felt like he was ready. Like whenever we're at my sister's house, he loves, you know, like going into his cousin's beds and he's like, look, they have big boy beds. And I just felt like he was at the stage where he would understand and be okay with it. And we've been talking about it for a long time. So it hasn't been that bad. I was definitely really nervous. Because now he has full reins to just walk out of his room. but the first night we had, or the first two nights, we had to fall asleep with him in his bed, which I was reading is okay to do, that it's okay to, you know, it's a new thing for them. It might be a little scary, as long as it doesn't become a habit. So I read it's okay to fall asleep with them, and he fell asleep pretty quick. And, then he woke up the first night like 3 or 4 times and we had to go in there and we laid down with him and he fell back asleep pretty quickly. And then he woke up. It was really funny because the first two mornings he didn't know that he could leave his room. So he still woke up being like, mommy, mommy, like waiting for me to come get him. But don't worry, he figured it out. So the past now, I think it's been like another 2 or 3 nights. I don't know what day it is. He hasn't woken up in the middle of the night, but it's so cute. And we don't have to stay in there until he falls asleep. So he's really catching on super quickly. And the past 3 mornings, woke up in the morning, comes into our room. I hear his little footsteps like going up the stairs. And
You're melting me.
It's so cute where it's like, I'm like, I don't care that it's 6:30 in the morning. And this is so cute. Like bust through the door. And he goes, mommy, daddy, I sleep so good.
Oh my God.
So,
but at what point you're going to be like, can you go back?
Well, that was this morning. This morning, he walked into my room at 5 a.m. going, mommy, I can't find my dinosaurs. I was like, that's not cute.
So there's parts of this phase that are.
Yes. But he's so excited. And aside from, you know, it's been a little bit more tiring, a little bit more work. I think he's getting used to it. And I think we're going to be okay by the time the baby gets here, at least. And that's what matters. And it's been good. It's been a scary, but good transition for us.
Oh, it's so cute. I never understood like why, like the only thing that I like for me, who's not, isn't a mom or yet is like, I thought the only fear with the kid, I never thought about them getting out of the bed was like them falling out. Like that was the only thought. I thought that was the only fear. So it's not that.
Well, we put bumpers on his bed.
Right. So he's not
falling out of the bed.
That's not the fear. Okay.
He came into our bed the morning after his first night in his bed. He comes into my bed and he's looking around. He goes, mommy, where are your bumpers?
Oh my God. You're like, killing me. That is so cute.
And I didn't even really know how to explain that to him. I was like, well, we don't really need them.
Yeah, you don't fall. Although sometimes I'm like almost off.
Yeah. Oh, I definitely have. I mean, those are probably like my college nights where I drink too much.
Yes. Yeah, same. Definitely. I think I actually fell out of the bed when I was really little. This is like really, really little. I think, I don't know if I talked about this in this podcast. It was about as young. I wrote a letter to Lisa Frank. That was my age. And I fell out of, I never thought, oh yeah. I was
no, you never told really us
that young. I fell out of the bed and everyone came running. And I woke up and I remember coming to and being like, what was that giant thump? And I was the one that was on the floor. And my parents were like, are you okay? Cause that was really loud. They thought like a tree fell on the house. That was how loud came down, but I was just like, yeah, I'm fine, mom. I think I like fell. That's what maybe why I think there's a fear about falling out of beds, but.
Well, you have PTSD from it.
what don't I have PTSD from? That's great though. Congrats, Oliver, and great job.
I'm so proud of him.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for craveable, hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers.
Chicken up.
Crispy, crinkle-cut fries.
Hot potato coming through.
Buttery Texas toast.
Toast walking.
And secret Cane's sauce.
Topping off now.
Turbocharge your chicken fingers and get them even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app.
Go, go, go!
Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Alrighty, it is time for one of our favorite games. It is called What the Fuck Did You Say? Brittany is going to read a bunch of quotes that you guys sent us on Betches Mom's Insta. And keep sending them to us when we put it up. But basically, how does the game work again, Brittany? What happens?
If you follow us at Betches Moms, you'll see that we post the What the Fuck Did You Say game, where you submit the shit that your kids say that are absolutely ridiculous. And basically what I'm going to do is read the top three, maybe four. I have a couple that I want to read because Aileen has never seen these before.
I've never seen them.
Aileen's never seen them. I'm going to read the ones that I think are just the most ridiculous. And Aileen is going to decide which one she just like truly would not want to deal with. So we're not really picking our favorite. It's more just like the one that if our kids ever said it to us, we would just be like, nah, I'm good and walk away.
Please like, no. Yeah. Next.
Next.
Thank you. Next. Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. So this week doesn't like truly have a theme. Like sometimes we have themes, but there were just a lot of different really good ones. And
just give them to me. Now I'm getting excited.
It's just weird to read some of them.
Okay, go. Okay.
First one is, why does my penis get taller?
Okay. There's many answers for that. Okay.
When my son was 3, I was changing in front of him and he asked me, what are those baggy binoculars? He was talking about my boobs.
That's hilarious. The fact that the kid knows what a binocular is and not a breast.
And he's 3, baggy binoculars.
It's really funny. Creative kid.
My 4-year-old daughter asked why I have 2 penises when I'm a girl, referring to my saggy boobs.
Okay. Lots of boob and penis stuff with
this,
kids.
This is all that I get. This is what I get.
That's where I guess this is a preparation.
And I have to say, I get some, there are crazy things that come out of Oliver's mouth. So I get it. I'll have to add some of my things to these.
Yeah. I want to know.
Okay. And the last one. Are my testicles just there to keep my penis company?
Oh, that's so sweet.
Positive spin.
I thought you were gonna say like keep them comfy, like
for that.
Okay, so the baggy binoculars is so funny. I would deal with that because I'd be like, yeah, go kid, like you're hilarious.
Yes.
I'd be like, you should do stand up. The keep your, no, I, what would you say? Like, yeah, I think I don't want to deal with why does my penis get taller just because I'd like to prolong that conversation.
I don't want to deal with that. Having a son, I don't want to deal with that.
So that that combo hasn't happened yet?
Oh, he brings it up.
Okay.
But I ignore it.
I don't want to deal
with it. I'm probably going to have people listening be like, you shouldn't ignore it. You need to talk about it. I'm ignoring it.
Because it's not always the same. There's so many different things you can say, but let's do this later, please. Let's schedule a time for later.
Let's not.
But those were really funny.
Really funny. And I get a test that, again, as a boy mom, and look, girls are just as funny, but with all the things that boys say about their penises, this shit is not made up. Like the imagination that these kids have and where they come up with these things. I just don't know.
It's just like there and they're like obsessed with talking about it.
Yes.
I guess that doesn't change for men though.
It doesn't change.
That was really good, Brittany. Thank you for choosing those. And thanks everyone for submitting them. Please keep submitting them. And we have a highlight up where you can submit stuff on our Insta.
Yes. Go to the highlight. What the fuck did you say? And submit your funny things.
What the fuck did you say? What the fuck? Now it's time for our No Mom Guilt, presented by Heineken 00. It's not just another non-alcoholic beer. It's an alcohol-free beer. So let's share our No Mom Guilt story of the week.
This podcast is all about being honest and real about life as a mom. We're also not interested in mom guilt. We all do stuff that we're worried others will judge us for, but you don't need to feel guilty for any of the shit you do as a mom.
So to close out our show, we're going to share our No Mom Guilt story of the week. Should I share my little story?
Yes. Please tell us how you're feeling.
I haven't been feeling that guilty lately. That's a surprise, except for all of the superstitions we've just discussed.
Yeah.
The biggest thing was the decision to get the vaccine, not because I didn't want to, but because I was like, you know, still kind of scared, like the feelings of why I didn't want to get it or wasn't sure if I wanted to get it were still there. Yeah. But the things that kept me, you know, going in that line were all the reasons why I did. But that like little tiny thing in the back of my head was like that guilt. And it's the sound of all the people or someone in my family would say who I'm not telling that I got it. That will say like, oh, God forbid something like, you know, the shame cycle. And I think I'm learning early on, since this is even a segment, so this is like a big thing, you know, like you have to not listen to anything that doesn't really serve you. Like you can hear it physically, the noise of the words, but you don't have to internalize everything.
Right.
And just make your own decisions. So I felt slight guilt as I was going, but I felt so much relief as I left. Like I was literally sitting there and the nurse, or as a nurse practitioner, I was like, this is fine, right? I'll be fine, right? I was like panicking. She's like, you'll be fine. And then I was like, I can't turn back now, right? And she just like did it. And I was like, thank you for being so nice to me. I just like left. It was literally, I was a child sitting there. I was the child, but yes. I walked away. I felt great. Yes. And I thought that I was going to, and I posted it on purpose because I wanted to share that I did get it. It was intentional. And I really expected so many more people to be like, how dare you? We don't know shit. And I got none of that. And I got such positive reinforcement.
Good.
And so that would have changed anything. Like I was ready for it. I'm not that phased by a lot of things that, I mean, yeah, like the words hurt, but it wouldn't change my decision.
Of course not. I mean, you've been thinking about this since, I mean, the day you got pregnant, even maybe before that, knowing that a vaccine was coming out. So, it's not like you made a rash decision. You really thought about this and you weighed out all your options. You spoke to many people and you were positive that this was the right decision for you and the baby in your belly.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I asked my doctor like three times we had guests on our podcast. Yes. I've asked my mom 100 times. Rusty was like, I can't tell you what to do. it's your body.
Right.
I was like, but can you tell me? But in the end it was fine. So
I'm proud of you. And I look up to that because I haven't gotten it, as we know. And I feel like you getting it maybe persuades me a little bit more. I say how strong you were getting it and how, you know, well you reacted to it, and you're fine. Obviously you're fine. You know, we're talking about this fear of the unknown. So I think that's amazing that you did it, and you're so strong, and it's the best thing that you could have done for you.
Make me cry. You're gonna make me cry. Thank you.
Let it out.
Oh, please. I cry enough. Literally 24/7. Thanks again to Heineken 00. You know, when you really want to enjoy that happy hour, but also really need to make it to that spin class that you skipped 3 times, with Heineken 00, you can high kick that FOMO to the curb. It's not just another non-alcoholic beer. It is an alcohol-free beer.
The brewers at Heineken have very kindly removed the alcohol and potential regret, but kept all the good stuff. So it still has the taste you love. Now you can enjoy a cold one whenever you want and actually raise the chances of making it to that spin class slightly. And did we mention it's only 69 calories? So get ready to sweat and give it a try. Pick up a pack of Heineken 00 at your local retailer or get it delivered to your door. Must be 21 or older to purchase. Please drink responsibly.
So that's it for our episode of the Betches Moms podcast. Please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. Follow Betches Moms on Instagram. You can follow me at Aileen, and
you can follow me at Brit Rich, BRITTRICH.
And remember, there are no rules in this podcast. I'm not like a regular mom.
I'm a cool mom, right, Regina?
Please stop talking.
The Betches Moms podcast is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico, with hosts Aileen Drexler and Brittany Levine. Editing by Stacey Wong. Social media by Brittany Levine. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow us at Betches Moms on Instagram and send us your emails to moms@betches.com.
Betches.